Yeah.
So you guys were born.
Oh! I started GKM, you
okay, I'll just start off. Do you probably call Miss Hardy, Mrs. Hardy, or Mrs. Hardy? Okay. As I mentioned, Mrs. Hardy, my name is Bernie Jones, and I'm working on the SMART Community History Project that we're working on at the Digital History Center over at UVA's library. It's a project that was funded by the National Endowment for the Humanities to sort of document communities' histories. And we have one of the projects that we're working on now. So we're working on ESMON and other people are working on Profit, and we have information from Charlottesville. So just want to get a sense of African-American community life here in town during the time that you lived here, when you went to the ESMON school, that sort of thing. So I just wanted to just ask you some questions. So I have them right here to get a chance to glance at them earlier. And can you just tell me what your full name is?
Jenny F. Gardner-Hardy.
Okay. And what's your year of birth?
1618.
18-something?
18. 1918. Okay. Great. I'm 83. I don't mind telling
my age. You look great for 83.
What is the F for?
Francis.
Francis? Okay. And where were you born?
In Lesmont.
In Lesmont? Okay. And you were raised here?
Okay. Yes, up until I left in 35. Mm-hmm. I went to Maryland to live with an aunt of mine, Sadie. And I spent over 15 years there with her. Over 15 years.
And after the 15 years in Maryland, where did you go to after that?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia? And how long did you live there?
Oh, I lived in Philadelphia about 20 years.
20 years? And did you move somewhere else after that?
No, I mean, back here.
Okay, so you came back here after you left Philadelphia?
Yeah, my husband died and I came back here.
Okay. So you've been living here again since when?
Hmm?
How long have you been living back in Esmont?
Oh! Since last year. Let me see. I came back here in around about December of last year.
Okay.
The year 2000.
Okay.
Well, I was sort of back and forth to Philadelphia because I have property up there and I'm trying to sell.
Okay. So you lived in Philadelphia, was it longer than 20 years? Because I guess you said you lived in Maryland for 15 years and then Philadelphia for 20 years.
Yeah, I guess in Maryland. Let me see now, 15 years. I lived in Maryland State, but I was sort of back and forth.
Between Esmont and Maryland?
Philadelphia and Maryland.
Okay. So where do you live the longest then? Was it Maryland or Philadelphia?
Maryland. The longest, I would say. Well, I haven't lived in Philadelphia 20 years. My mind is getting kind of turned around now. I lived in Philadelphia about maybe 17 years, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. And you live anywhere else besides these places?
No.
Okay.
I left here in 35. I went to Maryland. Just like I said before, with an aunt of mine. And she wrote down. Aunt, too. The father, sister, yeah.
And what was her name?
Sadie.
Sadie? Okay. And her last name was?
Well, she married Johnson. It was a Nelson. She was a Nelson, too. They're all the Nelsons.
Okay. So they're all your cousins then?
Yeah, we're all cousins.
Okay.
Their mother and our first cousin, the other second.
Okay. So when did you start going to school in the Esmont school? Do you remember what year it was?
Oh boy. When I first started going to school in Esmont, oh boy. Well, way back there in the early 20s, I guess. Has to be early 20s.
Okay. And do you remember who some of your teachers were?
Well, let's see. What do you mean, in the early 20s?
I guess 20s or 30s or in this, because you can remember.
Oh, gosh. What were they? Alec Curry was one of my elementary teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her. Well, in the high school area was Mr. Washington.
Mm-hmm.
He was a high school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And Juana Jones.
Okay. Was he the school principal?
Okay. He was the principal of school too.
Okay. So did you ever work in Charlottesville, or did you leave before you started working?
I left in 1935.
Okay.
But my aunt took me up there to work with them. They had a restaurant. That's why I was working with them in a restaurant.
Okay.
They taught me how to work in a restaurant. Believe me, I worked every day.
Great. And waiting or cooking or everything?
Huh?
You did waiting or cooking or everything?
Cooking. Yep. We cooked everything we served.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you do waitressing also at the restaurant?
Well, I take it from the stove to the people at the table.
Right.
Sitting at the table. Mm-hmm. That's what all the ideas.
Sure, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were in Philadelphia, what kind of work did you do there?
Oh, I went to the department store.
Okay.
C.A. Ralph's. I worked for about 3 different buyers.
Mm-hmm. So were you doing buying for them, or were you doing something
else?
No,
I saw like a what you call them? Well, they were the buyers.
Mm-hmm.
I was sort of like, you know, checking their merchandise when it comes into the store.
Oh.
I check their merchandise when they come into the store.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for Mr. Schramm, if I can remember. He bought chinaware.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Flood,
mm-hmm.
she bought pocketbooks,
mm-hmm.
gloves, belts, all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Brooks, he bought stuff like, let's say, pillows,
mm-hmm.
pillows and sheets and pillowcases,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And what were your parents' names?
Well, now, my father's name, Kenton Gardner.
Kenton?
Kenton.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was named Hattie Nelson Gardner.
Okay.
That's their aunt too.
Okay. Yeah.
It was 12 of those children, wasn't it? It was 12 of those children, wasn't it? Father. 12 of those children.
Which children? Of
oh,
children?
Huh?
Your brothers and sisters?
No, of your father. And my my mother, Aunt Sadie. I know, but of the original family.
Your father's family?
My father's.
Oh, you're talking about grandpa?
Yeah. It was 12 of those children.
It's 11. No, it's 11.
11?
Yeah.
All the way to 12.
Mom was stillborn.
Huh?
Mom was stillborn.
11. Mm-hmm.
They're mom said.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they were from Esmond?
Oh, they're all Esmond.
Okay, from Esmond. Okay. Do you remember what year they were born, your parents?
No, I don't know the year they were born.
Yeah.
And do you remember what kind of work they did, your parents?
Just the same as they did, farming.
Farming?
Mm-hmm.
And your mom
raising
cattle,
pigs,
mm-hmm.
horses, cows,
mm-hmm.
farming.
Mm-hmm.
I would say farming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your mom too, was she a farmer too, or did she work at home?
No, she did laundry work mostly.
Okay.
She worked, she did a laundry for a lady by the name of Small. She did for years, $8 a month.
And did Miss Small live in Esmond?
Huh?
Did Miss Small live in Esmond? Miss Small, the woman that your mom worked for.
Oh, yeah.
She lived in Esmond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were all Esmond people.
Okay. And the farming that your dad did, was that farmland that he owned as part of his family?
Oh, yeah. It was stuff he owned.
Okay.
He owned it all, everything.
And how many acres of land did your dad own?
Oh, God, we have so much acres of land, but sort of been all divided with the rest of the family.
Right. But back then, when you were a little girl, mm-hmm. living in Esmond.
How much land?
Yeah, did they have in terms of acres?
20 or 30 acres.
20 or 30?
It's all been divided with the rest of the family. with my sisters and brothers, been all divided up.
Okay. Do they still live here in Esmond?
Oh, they all live here, except in two. I have one sister and one brother live in Charlottesville. We all left them maybe in years now.
Okay. How many are you guys? Your sisters and brothers. How many?
With eight of us.
Eight of us.
Mm-hmm. And did you have like any aunts besides the aunt you referred to that you share with the other
no,
ladies?
No, other than on my father's side.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they live in Esmond too?
They live around Keynes.
In Keynes?
Yeah, they live in the same neighborhood that they lived in.
Okay.
That her father lived in, okay. That area.
Okay.
Around Keynes, Virginia.
And that was your dad's family, Mr. Kenton Carter?
Yeah, his family.
Okay. And did they do farming too, or did they do something else?
All they did was farming. That's all I know.
Okay. Now, who were some of your neighbors when you were living in Esmond before you left to go up to Maryland?
Well, same as one. Some of them they had, that's all.
Did you live near them when you were growing up?
Not too far.
Not too far away? Okay.
Far away.
Okay. Yeah. And who were some of your school friends, do you remember, from being in Esmond back then?
Oh,
I had somebody's generator on.
Huh?
Last night? No, sorry.
Oh. Medoya? Scott? Oh, well, he's not a Scott now.
Miss Chambers.
Chambers now. Mm-hmm. And Beatrice Harris. She's a Jackson now. And Catherine Wilson, but she's a... What is he now? Catherine Wilson?
Simpson.
Oh, yeah. We all at school sort of together, but mm-hmm. She's a little older than we were. And Julia Thomas. Edith. Spencer, but she married to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bristol Monroe, Grace Monroe. Oh, guys, mm-hmm. I wish I brought my picture down here. Mm-hmm. You don't know you're all right. Well, ask me all these questions.
Do you have pictures at home?
I have pictures,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We had a family reunion, school reunion a couple of weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And all of Paul Thomas and Lorenzo Page and... Oh, again, we've been to school together.
Okay. Would it be okay if we came back and had time to look at the pictures that you told us? Would it be okay if we came back and sort of time to look at the pictures that you told us about? Would that be okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Great.
Okay. Yeah, I wish I had a note from the interview like this, I would have brought it.
Yeah, sure. We can maybe do some other time.
The school reunion, they were so glad to see you. Mm-hmm. We were much younger then.
Exactly.
We all were much younger.
Sure. And do you remember who some of your parents' friends were? People who lived in the community and what they sort
people
of did?
People in the community, like the... Swan, the Joneses, and Lewis's, and same as she told you.
Right. And were they farmers too, or were they
all
sort
farmers,
of
farmers, yeah.
Okay.
They all did the same kind of work, you know.
Okay. And did you or your family have any friends living in Charlottesville at that time, when you were going to Esmond?
Well, just we had one aunt. Who was her name? Annie, what?
Aunt Annie.
Which one was that? Harris. Harris, that's right.
Okay. And where did she live?
On West Street.
Okay.
And New York.
Okay. And do you know anyone who lived in Prophet back then?
Say what?
Do you know anyone who lived in Prophet back
Prophet?
Then?
Prophet?
Yeah. No? Okay. Okay. And what do you remember of going, did you ever visit Charlottesville back then when you were in school, when you were growing up before you left?
What?
Did you ever visit Charlottesville? What do you remember of visiting Charlottesville?
No, not too much. No, we weren't allowed to go to no movies or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't allowed to go to no movies. We didn't go nowhere. Just like going to church.
Mm-hmm.
Going to church, that's it.
And what church did you go to?
Here. This is my home church.
This one?
This
here. New Green?
This is my home church.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But after I went away, I joined another church.
Okay.
And
who was the pastor back then when you were going to school in Esmond?
Reverend Woodfork.
Mm-hmm.
I was baptized under him.
Okay.
But that was another minister, but I didn't know him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you remember of church life back then in terms of being a member of the church? They organized community events and things of that nature?
Yeah. He went to BTU.
BTU.
And going to church, going to Sunday school, coming home, and We didn't go to no movies or nothing like that.
Okay.
Wasn't allowed. We thought it was dance. We go to movies.
What's BTU?
Baptist Training Union.
Okay, what was that?
Well, religious activities.
Okay.
Religious activities.
Okay. Organized for the young people?
For young people, yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
It was held at the church itself?
Yeah, right here.
Okay.
This church has just changed since that day, though.
Right. Did you remember going shopping in Charlottesville? Did your family ever go shopping there in Charlottesville?
Whatever they bought you, you bought it. Mm-hmm.
So your parents used to bring things back for you?
My mother used to sew. She used to make clothes for us.
Okay.
Yes, she used to make my brother's clothes, even the old knickerbockers, the socks with the knickerbockers.
Mm-hmm.
She used to make the pants.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff, make my all our clothes. Wasn't the four of us at that time. Because
mm-hmm.
My other two sisters and brothers, they born since then.
Okay.
But she used to make my brother's pants,
mm-hmm.
coats. She was a seamstress.
Mm-hmm.
And all our clothes, my mm-hmm. sister's clothes. Mm-hmm. And cousin, and my brother got a little larger. He told my mother he was tired of making. He's tired of wearing mama made clothes.
Mama made clothes.
He wanted to buy something from the store.
Right, know? Right.
So he decided to buy his clothes from the store.
Right. So whenever you went to stores in Charlottesville, do you remember what was like in terms of segregation and what was that like?
Same thing she was telling you, segregation.
Okay, well tell us about what you experienced then or what you remember in particular.
Well, we couldn't try our own nothing.
Okay.
You'd bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
If it didn't fit, you'd take it back, you know.
That's but you couldn't do that?
Huh?
You couldn't try things on and bring it back? Okay. And do you remember when you used to go to Charlottesville, did you take a bus there or did you drive in a
bus? No. We took a horse, buggy. My father drove a horse and buggy.
Okay.
We took a horse and buggy. That's how we got there.
Charlottesville. Okay.
And we went.
Right.
And then, too, we had some neighbors, good friends. They were named Nelson, but it wasn't connected with this Nelson. They were different Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
They lived down below us. They used to take us when my father was in the hospital with his broken legs. They used to take us to with their car, with a T-model car.
Okay.
And they used to take us to the hospital to see him.
Okay. And where did they park the buggy when they used to drive you to see your father at the hospital?
I really don't know now.
Okay, are you okay?
Park the horse. Where it was, I can't remember.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it's Beget Roads.
Right.
There was no roads like it is.
Okay.
And you take all day to go and come back.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, your dad was at the hospital at UVA?
Yeah.
Did you remember where he was at the hospital, where he stayed?
Down in the basement. In the basement, where the black folks were.
In the basement.
White folks upstairs. I know that for a fact, because with Nelson used to take us to see them.
Mm-hmm.
We'd see him, you know, when he was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Did you have any other memories of living in Esmond? What were some of your earliest memories of living in, you can really recall, of living in Esmond, the community, what it was like?
Well, I'm going to store down in the bottom. We call this down in the bottom.
Okay.
with Mr. Steed and Ms. Payne and that other lady she mentioned.
And were these all white store owners?
These all white store owners. And you couldn't go around and pick up stuff like you do today.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents would make up a note
mm-hmm.
what they wanted. And,
mm-hmm.
and he'd take the note and go around and pick up the stuff.
Right.
And give it to you.
Were there any black store owners in the area?
No, not that time. Not at
okay.
that time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Were there any black store owners in Charlottesville, do you remember? No? Okay.
I can't remember.
Did you know the Benjamin Yancey family? Did you know them? Okay.
All that since.
I'm sorry?
All since I left and did that.
Okay, so I guess you didn't know them then. Okay. Let's see. I guess I asked you a little bit about the community activities, if you remember. And what did you do for fun when you were like a small child living in Esmond?
Oh, we, well, we can do too much fun activities. What did we do? We all jump rope, stuff like that, you know. And play ball, stuff like that, you know.
And what was
and go to church, that's all. Okay.
And what was the school like? Can you describe what the school was like, the building? Were there different classrooms? Is it one big classroom? Or?
Oh, no, I wish I had brought my son up there. So, it was classrooms. We all was in different classrooms, in the same classroom. Then we had a great big room called the Assembly Hall. That's where we all gather in the morning, have our prayer, sing and have our prayer. Called the Assembly Hall. All in whole school, it's assembly, congregate there and have their devotions, you know. Then we go to our individual rooms, you know. We had about first, second, third, fourth grade, you know, things like that. Prima used to be Prima. Years ago, it used to be we called a Prima room. Everybody, real small kids, you know, they where the well before the first grade was say Prima. Right. We used to have a book called the Prima.
Right. You know, so kindergarten that. Age children.
Yeah. Kindergarten, you know, and yeah. At least I know at least four classrooms.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many children on average in each classroom?
Oh boy, it might have been at least 10 or 12, I guess, at that time. I was way back then, early 30s.
Right. Okay. And were your parents part of any community organizations that you remember?
Okay.
No. No, they weren't actually in the community of anything, as I can remember.
Okay.
Were you in any school teams in ESMA, playing any sports or?
Well, I tell you, we had one teacher to come around in high school, Mr. Washington. He introduced her to Appomattox Training School. And we went to running the relay. We had a running relay team. I know that.
And what teams did you play against?
Well, Albemarle Training School.
And that was a black school?
Well, yeah.
Black school. Mm-hmm. A high school or?
A high school, yeah. Because it wasn't no integrated. It was all black.
Okay. So with Jefferson, one of the schools you used to play against?
Oh, yeah, one of them, yeah.
Jefferson, Albemarle Training. Which other schools did you play against?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember. Just the Albemarle Training School.
Okay. And when you used to go to events, how did you all get there to the school events to do your relay?
Well, at that time, that was in the later years, at that time, we had a bus to take us, you know. There was no bus like it is today. a yellow bus, you don't have no bus like that today.
Who rides the bus?
Somebody in the neighborhood.
The parents go to the
parents used to go to, yeah. Some people used to take us, you know. They drove cars, they used to take us there.
Anything else you can think about in terms of community that you remember most in terms of important memories or over your life living at Esmond back then and going to Esmond school, if you want to share with us?
Well, let me see. We didn't have nothing like we got here today.
Like what?
At the kitchen and all that stuff. We used to serve food, like out on the ground, or have revivals, you know.
You mean at the church?
Yeah.
Oh, at this church, okay.
Mm-hmm. Have revivals every year. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have no place like this to serve the food. We had to serve it on the ground, on the outside on the ground.
Okay.
I guess y'all remember. No, you don't remember that then. I guess you do now. We served food on the ground, outside on the yard, years ago. Food. Oh, we're going to do the revival time. Yeah,
they used to call
it something. Make a table at St. John. Yeah. Oh, you're down at St. John,
that's right. They have tables outside?
Yeah.
They did have tables outside. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You didn't have nothing like this.
Right. And what were the revivals like? What were those all about?
Oh, at that time, there was for saving souls. That was, at that time, it was for saving souls, but the ministers come now, they don't preach saving souls. They want to revive old people that's in the church, been in the church for years, like you, me, and everybody else, revivals. Right. We revive ourselves, which I guess we do know after the, even though you consider you're a Christian, but sometimes you're by the wayside, you know, you revive yourself. You know. Not all saving souls like you did at that time. Because when I come along, it's mostly for saving souls.
Right.
But not anymore. Sure. Not all together now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. They do open the church to people who want to join, but not all for saving souls, just for people to revive themselves after they've been around for a whole year.
Do they have reunions at the church?
Have what?
Do they have annual reunions at the church where people from elsewhere would come back to visit?
Well, in the later years they did, I guess. Because, see, I left here in 35, so I guess they did at the time. A lot of things went on after I left here.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I left here, it was around 35, and believe me, you know, a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of changes since I left here.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of changes. Because
sure.
My sister, if they were here, they could take you more than I could.
Because they stayed here.
They lived here.
Is there some way of contacting them?
Well, my sister Ruth, she was coming today. She was my youngest sister, but she couldn't come.
Okay.
Because she's involved with a film. Because
mm-hmm.
She's one of the younger members.
Okay.
She's one of the younger women. And my sister Elizabeth, she lives in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. She's one of the younger members, too.
Living here in Esmond.
In Esmond.
Elizabeth lives in
Charlotte. And my brother Ted, he lives here, too, but he's working today. He's working today.
Oh, okay.
My brother Ted, he's my youngest brother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they could tell you a whole lot more stuff than I can tell.
Right, because you weren't here.
Mm-hmm. They could tell you a whole lot more than I can.
So Elizabeth is in Charlottesville and who?
And George.
And George.
They both live in Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And George and Elizabeth, I mean Ted and Ruth lives out here in Esmond. They live up the road there.
Okay, you can try to cover that. They're willing to talk with us. That would be great.
Any questions you wanted to ask?
Or?
I was wondering how
your dad
broke his legs.
Oh, we had a quarry. I mean, it's not a quarry.
Mm-hmm.
See, Mac had one of those big.
The old house in the back.
You go down and set up a big. I don't know what you call that thing, down in the quarry to bring up stone.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up. They tell us now, and it came up. When he brought the thing up, it fell on his leg.
Mm-hmm.
He broke both of his legs. He broke both of his legs, but the people at the hospital were only able to save one. The other one was stiff for the rest of his days, but the other one, they could mend that. He could bend that.
Right.
His right leg, but his left leg was stiff the rest of his days.
Okay.
They couldn't.
And he was working in the quarry?
Yeah, he worked in the quarry. Well, that's all the work that a lot of people got around here to do, is work in the quarries.
Okay.
That's not a quarry, it's called Esmond Quarry.
Where is it located?
Well, down in Esmond there, and then across the. It's in this mountain, but it's down in the,
okay.
Down in the bottom.
Bottom, right, like, toward the bottom,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So Dad did farming, he worked in the farm. What else did he do after he hurt his leg?
Well, just farming work,
okay.
Raising cotton. He worked for a man by the name of Mr.
These are the foods that they eat, because they're
so
they get the same
disease as we get.
So he said, these are
the first man he worked for. He did gardening work. Bradley.
Name the
food. Y'all remember Bradley? You didn't know Bradley, Mr. Bradley, did you? The first man he worked for was Bradley, but they didn't pay him too much money. He drove down there every day with a horse and buggy, horse and cart. He's called a cart, one seat cart.
Mm-hmm.
He had two, he had a two seat buggy, and then he had a
mm-hmm.
cart. And that's Bradley, that's the first man he worked for. He did gardening work.
Mm-hmm.
because he wasn't able to do anything else but Cottonwood. And during the Depression, see, I came along during the Depression. And during the Depression, he laid him off. There wasn't nobody working in my house but my mother, because she washed for this lady. Miss Small, for $8 a month. And then after he finally got a job with a family, a white family by the name of Moyles, and that's all he did was gardening work. That's all he could do after he broke his leg. His left leg was stiff for the rest of his days till he died, and he could bend. And they fixed the other leg, the right leg, so he could bend it. And he was the chairman of the deacon board of this church at that time.
Long family history in the area.
Yeah, but them on that district, my brother George, Ted, and Elizabeth, and Ruth, they could tell you more than that.
And about how old are they? Ruth is about how old?
She's in her 70s now.
70s? Elizabeth is?
She's in her 70s. I know when they're born.
Okay. And Ted and George, 70s also, or?
Yeah, around in late 60s, I guess.
Okay, 60s.
Late, 60s. I guess the late 60s. I know when they're born.
Okay.
When?
I guess. Were you there present at the birth, or were you just like?
No, I didn't know when they were born. I was young, but I knew when they were born.
Okay. Was there a midwife in the community? Or was there
A cousin B. Swan. She was a nurse. Mm-hmm. Cousin B. Swan. She was a nurse. Mm-hmm. Did you know Cousin B. Swan?
Yeah.
She was a nurse, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was a registered nurse, or?
I don't know.
Was she went to school? Or?
I really don't know about that.
Okay, but she was the midwife in the community.
And Miss Lewis, Miss Anna Lewis, Miss Lewis. She was around when my sister was born. Okay. Dr. Early, you know Dr. Early?
Yeah. Was Dr. Early a white doctor or a black doctor?
White. He was around. Dr. Early? Yeah, he was a doctor at that time. Yeah. Dr. Early.
Did he come in to take care of people in the community?
Yeah,
like
that's what he did. Dr. Harris, too. But I think Dr. Early was around when my sister's brother was born at that time. Elizabeth John.
Did he help deliver them? Did Dr. Early help deliver them?
As far as I know.
Okay.
I was quite young.
Were there any black doctors?
No, my goodness, no. Not at that time. Not at that time. She said, well, in the black doctors. I said, not at that time.
Were any of your parents or relatives involved in the desegregation movement with the Burley School and all of that?
Like, were they active? PTA, so I guess some sort of involvement.
Okay. Were they involved in the NAACP at that time?
Yeah.
Okay. Were your parents members?
Yeah, we were all members.
Okay. Do you remember any events that you might have gone to, or programs you remember for desegregating the community or helping with the community?
I don't remember any.
Okay.
Unless we were involved.
Okay.
Maybe our parents were.
Like, you're not sure. Okay. For now, but I just wanted to thank you for being willing to talk to us. I don't think we can come back to meet you some other time and maybe look at the photos. We could probably meet you here.
Yeah, I wish I'd known. Wish I'd known whether I was in Iraq or brought them. But like I say, I'll bring them.
Okay, great.
Because I was quite young then.
Okay, great.
Back in the 30s, goodness. Because I left here in 35. So I didn't do no domestic work. I went to live with my aunt and uncle in Maryland, and that's where I did restaurant work.
Yeah.
Believe me, restaurant, cooking.
Okay.
Cooking.
Okay.
We made everything we sold at that time.
You made everything you sold. What's the name of the restaurant?
It's named after my uncle, Mr. T's on the Pike.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds
that was his name, Mr. T's on the Pike.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you. Thank you.